What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
A whole lot of people are doing something smart to stretch their budgets this year. They're keeping their present cars instead of buying new ones.
Our Ford has 246,000 miles on it.
Our Chrysler has over 153,000 miles.
My name is Johnny, and in March, my SUV turned over 200,000 miles.
Why would people like you and me keep their present cars instead of trading them for new ones?
I save more than $400 a month with no car payments.
And no more car payments.
I'm through with car payments. Fooey.
But if all these people are keeping their cars longer, who do they trust to make sure their cars get them to all the soccer games, birthday parties, and a million other places?
Merlin 200,000 mile shops.
Merlin.
Oh, nowhere but Merlin.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Get a $70 rebate with the purchase of 4 Continental tires. Stop by for a free tire inspection or visit Merlins.com for locations and to make an appointment.
Stop in for amazing deals during Menards Crazy Day Sale. Going on now. Save $60 on a 1900 PSI electric pressure washer. Just $88.99. Keep pests at bay with Skinsations Insect Repellent. Free after rebate. Look stylish with Ralph Lauren t-shirts. Just $7.77 each. Save big on a 6-panel bright white door. Only $55 after rebate. Don't miss Menards Crazy Day Sale. With prices so low, they're crazy. Hurry. Sale ends Sunday.
Save big money at Menards.
You know, buying car batteries is a lot like buying a pair of jeans. You gotta make sure they fit just right. Whether you need a battery that's ruggedly dependable, equipped with more amps for accessories, or boasts the latest technology, AutoZone is your battery headquarters. And as for the jeans, just remember the golden rule. Too tight ain't right.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The weather isn't the only thing heating up this weekend. Old Navy's hottest dresses and skirts are all on sale right now, from $15 for women, $10 for girls. Get into the swing of summer with amazing summer skirts, maxi dresses, and more. They're all on sale right now. Plus, hurry in to save up to 40% off chic men and kids, too. Like shorts from just $12 for men and kids' tees from just $5. Right now at Old Navy. Select styles only, June 3rd to June 7th.
Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Blackhawks back to practice today in advance of Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final against the Lightning. Brian Bickell back on the ice for the Hawks, centering the fourth line for Marcus Kruger, who is not on the ice today. Duncan Keith not practicing either. Trevor Van Riemsdyk, though, working on a defensive pairing with Nicholas Hjalmarsson. We'll get word on if it's just a day off for both Keith and Kruger shortly. Chris Cook reporting moments ago, too, that Brian Bickell suffered a concussion. He's not even sure if he'll be able to play in Game 2. Either way, Joel Quenneville, known for mixing and matching his lines, and may do so again in Game 2 tomorrow night.
A couple times at Kaner, back with Richie and Steger a little bit there, and I think Steger gives you that versatility as well, and Hose can back and go back with Johnny. It's something that every game we'll see how that plays out, but they'll still visit one another over the course of the game with some shifts.
Hawks trying to move ahead 2-0 tomorrow night at the Amalie Arena. On the diamond, the Cubs visit the Nationals once again for the second of four in Washington. Bryce Harper hitting .422 over the last 25 games, but just .178 against the Cubs in his last 8 contests. Tsuyoshi Wada on the mound against Tanner Roark. White Sox hoping to extend the Tigers' losing streak to 8 when they visit the South Side. Detroit hasn't lost 8 straight since September of 2005. Jose Quintana against Kyle Ryan. Meantime, following a Game 1 defeat for the Cavaliers in the NBA Finals last night, Kyrie Irving will have an MRI today to determine the severity of a knee injury suffered in overtime, which caused him to leave the game. Irving scored 23, adding 7 rebounds and 6 assists. The Belmont Stakes takes place tomorrow. American Pharoah tries to become the first horse since Affirmed to win horse racing's Triple Crown. And the Sky opens its season tonight against Indiana, a rematch of last year's conference finals. Scoreboard update brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. And with Father's Day right around the corner, visit your local Jewel Osco Werther's Original Caramel Popcorn display to register to win White Sox tickets and the opportunity for your dad to change a base during the Father's Day game. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score tonight at 6:35. Sox host the Tigers on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.co sports station.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Jordan Burnfield. Have a great weekend, man. Thank you to our guest today, Adrian Wojnarowski from Yahoo Sports and Sam Fells from the Committed Indians. We look forward to Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals tomorrow night, whether Taves and Kane will stay together or get split. Our producers are Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gertz is the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. B and or B. Both of them, in
yes,
fact.
Both of them, yes.
They're live at the Lantern. And yes. Okay, so B and B. They're live at the Lantern in downtown Naperville for
bustling
the Bud Light
Naperville.
Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Is it bustling, Terry?
It's bustling.
It is. Good luck finding
bustling
a parking
space. It was cut a little close here with the parking issue. I got here in 2 seconds and then took 20 minutes to find a place to put the car. So
right.
It is busy here.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Busy.
Yeah. Hey, Terry, I'm looking forward to seeing the ambidextrous pitcher for the Oakland A's. That's a terrible team, but they've now become watchable in the late innings.
Because of that guy?
Yeah, man.
We saw it in spring training.
My guy, Speaks.
Well, yeah, but it's going to be an actual game.
Yeah.
Come on
Speaks,
now.
I love it, don't you?
Speaks loves baseball oddities.
I do. Give me like a 7-fingered guy.
Or
6-fingered.
I'll give you a 6-fingered guy.
And Tony Fonseca, one of the all-time scorers. Moments.
Jesse
asked him, how long have you had 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot?
He said, were you born that way?
Yeah, were you born that way?
No, I thought he said, how long?
he said, were you born that way or what? He had them added later.
Because Alphonse said, no, on my life.
He opted for the 6-finger and 6-toe.
Excuse me, doctor. Yeah. I've got a thought on a grip for a split-fingered thing, and I need one more finger for
conversation
that.
Starter at dinner parties when you whip that thing out.
Well, it sure helped him grab food. I know that. Yeah. It had something else that made sure
El Pupo,
that he was
right? That was his name, right? El Pupo.
Morsel of food. Yep, the octopus. That's right.
Well, you know, speaking of food, when I see Prince Fielder be this good, it feels like a victory for the Hefty. It's nice.
Victory for the Hefty.
Yes, it's a Hefty victory.
I never really thought of it that way, but he has been terrific this season.
Isn't he?
Yeah. I've always liked him, yeah.
Me too.
I've always liked Prince Fielder. Yeah, I have no problem.
He's always seemed like a decent dude. You know?
I think he is.
A hell of a hitter, too.
Who had really photogenic kids on the field, too.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Those pictures?
Yes, he does.
I think he's
one of his little
now,
boys got, like, red hair, too, right? Like crazy, fiery red hair.
Both the kids look like an overfed miniature version of FAO. All they have to do is, like, have their shirts off going, wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Overfed.
Right,
baby.
Fat baby. They're just kind of very full-figured because, you know,
well,
the
I mean,
LMFAO
you
guys
see where
not
I mean, granddaddy wasn't a small man, and daddy isn't a small
right.
man.
Oh,
so.
They come by it honestly, for sure.
Of LMFAO. Only you, dude.
What?
Only you. So
Red Foo, and what's the other guy's name? Is it Barry Gordy's grandson?
I don't know those
people's
names, man. I don't get into LMFAO. You know?
I like them.
Do you?
I think they're done now, though. Didn't they disband?
I don't know. You're the president of their fan club.
You be sure and let us know when you get updated on that.
Right. You brought it to us.
I didn't bring it. I just said his kids look good.
I want to answer from him.
I think that's it. I think it's Party Rock Anthem and the other one, and they just said, we're out of here. We're done. That's it.
Make your money and go away.
Most important question of the day. Terry, as a bowler, you have been a bowler in your life, correct?
I have.
Okay.
Long-time bowler.
Is there any truth to this concept that a couple of drinks get you in the good bowling zone and
window.
Or darts and or pool, as long as you don't have too many and go
we
over to the other dark side? Is there a peak alcohol consumption level for your bowling performance?
I overpeaked when I was bowling regularly in the late '90s, early 2000s. By the third game, I was having difficulty. But yeah, I think there's a
window, there's a slot,
yeah, there's a window,
there's a sweet spot.
You can't like go past that window.
3 to 6 a, beer window. Or
years
something
ago,
like that.
Years ago, yeah, I did a weekend show, and we spent at least an hour and a half taking calls, talking about this, the various anecdotal bits of evidence for both darts and bowling.
But I
and,
think it calms you down. I think and it takes
pool,
your nerves. Yeah.
Playing nine ball or eight
nine ball.
Take the edge off.
And there's some science, Dan, for you know, if you know anybody who likes data, there's some science that archery they have improved because of a steadier hand after at between like 0.03 and 0.05 blood alcohol level.
We had a pro dart player who couldn't wait on hold for long enough, but he said that everybody there is drunk. He said,
or at least buzz.
Well, I think there's like, for me, it's about two drinks settles you down and gets you in the right frame, and then you refuse the third. That's what I do now because I'm no good. I'm too old, and I don't want to be drunk anyway. But about two, I think makes sense for a lot
and
of games.
There also have been studies done. There is a lot of data. Studies done about pot smoking and video games.
Calling us.
And looking at some
now
high
listening.
Level. At Boy. High level gameplay, and whether or not there is also a window there that does the same thing.
Explains my Tetris success junior year
go.
Of college.
There you go. Hey, PGA golfers and beta blockers, you know? Yeah. That's where they just have to try to lower their blood pressure and their heart rate. I mean, there's performance enhancing drugs use in golf, too.
Golden Eye for me. I was too young to be smoking weed at Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So you've been drinking when you played something, though, that's helped you, though, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I jumped online last night, had a couple of drinks, and played some people in
2K15.
Yeah,
you know, and
you get the LeBron bums who like want to score every basket with LeBron because he's unstoppable on the game. He's like Bo Jackson for Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. So you get these dudes where they score 60 points and 45 of them are for LeBron.
There you go.
Like, come on, man.
In poker circles, we call it gamble juice. You know, let me have a little gamble juice because a little gamble juice promotes some aggressiveness,
yeah.
And you can get in a good zone with that.
Jumping hands you're not supposed to be jumping
that's
in.
That's right. But then people get afraid of you.
Believer in it.
Okay.
Absolute believer.
Right.
No question.
Now we know.
It.
So what'd
not
you guys
a, not a question.
What'd you guys think of game one last night?
I was entertained.
Yes, sir.
I was really entertained.
That
it was real ball. And I'm sorry to hear that Kyrie Irving is probably out because it was nice to see him ambulatory, and I thought that might make things a little bit more competitive. But that's really the outcome of that game is kind of what I expected. That LeBron scores 44.
They
and
almost
at the
won
end,
that game.
Yeah, misses
if
some JR, shots.
And two JR, shots in the air to beat him.
If J.R. Smith hits one of those three or four threes that he took, that's a different game.
Or if LeBron gets that ball at the end of regulation.
A little deeper.
A little deeper,
a lot deeper
on the
actually,
on the
yeah.
block yeah. instead of 35 feet away from the basket. You know,
still had two shots in the air to beat him, and Golden State did everything they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
They guarded the bums. They kept the bums the second half out of the game.
Yeah,
they really did.
Have you ever seen Andrew Bogut? Is somebody do what Andrew Bogut did?
Give up a two. Give up a dunk.
Give up an alley-oop dunk.
Crazy.
Four and three.
He's
Jeff
in
Van
the
Gundy
air.
Exploded. Jeff Van Gundy's like, that is an awful basketball play.
In the air, catching the ball at the rim for a dunk and kicking it out.
He had some.
Never in my life.
He understands analytics.
Yeah.
He understands that layups aren't as good as threes, apparently.
He had some joking.
No, the analytics say dunk the ball.
Yeah.
He had some
Joakim
Boerwinkle moments, though, where he was just not interested in having any offense.
Speaking of the opposite
all
of
year.
Opposite
it's
of
just
Joakim, though, well, Mozgov dunked everything he could. Like we clowned Mozgov when Blake clowned him a couple of years back when Blake put the full sackage on him, but Timofey Mozgov is everything you want in a big who isn't a star big, where it's like, go block some shots, go rebound the ball, dunk everything, hit a couple free throws. He hit those two big free throws
he
down
did.
The stretch
he
too,
did.
Man.
The free throws.
Yeah,
yes,
like, Timofey Mozgov played himself a decent enough game, but this thing is, I thought it was going to go six, and I thought it was going to go Golden State's way. This thing, if this thing
five.
Sees six, I'll be surprised.
And so, I see all the regular ass packs are already out on the text feed, as they were on Twitter last night, asking, Bernstein, are you pissed at it? Went into overtime. I'm surprised. So here's
wow.
again,
I answered
here's,
those guys last night.
They,
too.
They all came to me. They all came to me, and I retweeted a bunch of them.
This was my answer. No, I wasn't, because I enjoy basketball Simple. More than I enjoy hockey.
Simple as that for me.
I like the sport better. Mm-hmm. How is that so hard
people,
to understand?
People want you to have the hard, fast rules for everything so they can prove to you that you don't like something when you're telling them that you don't like it as much.
I'm a bigger fan of basketball. It means more to me. I care more about it.
Right.
That's
and
why.
So do a lot of people.
That's
apparently.
Why it's different.
Yeah. You see, a lot of people rating? Apparently care about it.
That overnight rating was strong, wasn't it?
Oh my God!
They did a 12-9.
Yeah, that's
their highest rated game one ever.
And a game in between Oakland and Cleveland.
Think about that.
That's why people who were doing the whole, you know, Kevin Durant, if he goes to DC or if Melo comes to Chicago and the shoes, you know, you can sell a lot of shoes. I'm like, first of all, Melo's in New York. I'm sure you can sell a lot of shoes there. And Kevin Durant doesn't have to move because you've seen it over the last how many years? The stars of this league have played in, what, Miami and now Cleveland and Oklahoma City? I mean, you don't have to be in some crazy big market for the NBA to get you out to where you need to be seen.
I'll tell you what that overtime did, though. That overtime did extend the exposure for one Kyrie Irving. And, Jason, you were right in pointing out last night, he tweaked it earlier.
Yes, he did.
He tweaked it, what?
The scoop underneath Maurice Spates. Uh-huh. The game was 73-71, and he came back hobbling after that. And I watched him after that, and he started switching stuff on the baseline. Again, he started doing it in the beginning of the game. I think somebody told him not to. I think Blatt actually might have motioned for him not to do that because people were losing Steph Curry. Steph just missed open shots for that first 6 or 7 shots. But he started switching them again, and that's when I knew he was hurt more than we were getting led on to believe.
Right.
And then everything collapses on him at the end.
Once you're a little bit damaged like that, then the next thing gets easier to happen.